Yeah. I think we did some slight mechanical changes in my last bullpen, and I just felt really good. And I just felt like I was able to control the ball really well and kind of, place it relatively where I wanted to. I took that into the game, and from the get-go, definitely felt a lot better than I had in the past. So that was definitely a welcome surprise.
Swing and miss stuff.
Yeah.
Last couple of starts, it seemed like not a ton of strikeouts, but weak contact. This time, it was a lot of strikeouts. What do you think the main difference was?
I think it goes back to the slight mechanical changes. Just allowing me to attack the zone. So, it all starts with strike one or just getting ahead of guys in general. Fastball definitely played up a lot better. I felt like I was able to control my slider sweeper relatively well and throw it for strikes and then be able to locate it fairly well back foot. And then my changeup just found a kind of a new grip for there and just consistently was, had way less vert. Felt like I could control it. So those three things all together just kind of equaled a very good outing. So just trying to capture that.
You had joked with us in D.C. that if you got the changeup, people better watch out. So was that something you were just tinkering with, trying to figure out and get the right feel for it?
Yeah, I think it's always been, I feel like I'm definitely more of a feel guy than, looking at numbers and being like that. But, I knew I'd thrown a good changes before, but lately they've just kind of been not good. And my last bullpen, I messed around with this grip, and it felt really good. And then looking at the numbers, the TrackMan data, it was actually really good. So, just took that in my last start and felt really, really good about it.
Paul Blackburn's going to make his Mets debut tonight against Anaheim, team he's very familiar with because he just started against them last week. And Paul's a guy that you are very familiar with from your time with Oakland. What were you able to reconnect with Paul when he got acquired, and what were some of those conversations like?
Yeah, I just talked to him, and just same old Paul. He's just a great human being, very quiet, goes about his business, takes care of what he needs to take care of, and just very excited to have him on the team.
He's had an interesting path to getting to this point. What do you know about him that allows him to be this successful despite some of the adversity that he's faced?
He's kind of gone through some stuff, but, the whole time I just feel like he's been very even-keeled, and, you don't really see too many highs or too many lows, and, that consistency adds into, over the course of time just kind of, presents itself in guys that just stay around and figure things out, and I definitely think that's what's kind of happened here, and he's definitely blossomed into a very, very good pitcher.
A lot has been made of this month coming up and just the lot of travel for you guys, 8,000 miles alone on this trip. Is there any secrets to trying to keep your body right despite jumping from time zone to time zone?
I prioritize sleep, trying to get bed at a decent hour and get as much rest as I can. Hydrating, I'd say, those two are go hand in hand generally, but, especially with times like this when we're going across multiple time zones across, 2 weeks, it kind of, adds up. So, I don't think I've ever been on as crazy of a road trip as this one, but I think we're all looking forward to it, and it's all just part of it. So, just got to get through it.
Thanks, Sean.
Of course. Thank you.